Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. I'm Kurt Nix, the founder of Nix Professional Restoration, where for over 35 years we've been specializing in providing emergency services and reconstruction for any kind of water damage from a pipe break or maybe a toilet overflow. We offer emergency services also for fire damage where you need a board up or emergency cleaning. And we're also certified mold remediation specialists. Now today I have the pleasure of speaking with Diane Phillips. She's the owner of Golden Coast Property Management. Good morning, Diana. How are you today?
Good morning, Kurt. I'm good. Thank you.
Good. Maybe you could tell us just a little bit about your business, what you do, maybe some of your daily activities and things like that.
Sure. We started our business in 1975, so we've been here 40 years in the desert, and mainly our goal is to take care of properties for our absentee homeowners, which means checking them on a regular basis. We do weekly checks or bi-monthly, and that includes making sure the water's turned off, going in and checking for any type of insect infestation, broken windows, making sure their appliances are running. And this is really important for our clients because they're out of state, most of them, and they can't be here to be checking their homes. So
wow,
this
that's
is
awesome.
What we offer. Yeah.
So you've been 40 years you've been doing this, and so you're serving all the desert communities, say from what, Palm Springs to Indio, is that is there other areas that you provide service in, or is that primarily where you're at?
No, we actually are in the Rancho Mirage area, and we do have a few properties in Palm Desert, but not any further than that.
In Rancho Mirage, which kind of keeps you close to all your properties, what kind of emergency situations do you fall upon where you need to get there in a hurry, where the fact that you're close might be an advantage?
Right. So if we have an emergency situation, then we call our owner immediately, try and call somebody to remedy it if it's going on as far as water pouring in the home, and then we go from there.
So the situation or the part of your service is that you visit the property on a regular basis. Tell us a little bit about the aspects of how that works from start to finish. You have keys to all the property. Tell us a little bit about maybe how a typical day would run with you on that.
Oh, sure. Our owners give us the key to their property, and then we do a weekly service. Usually it's done on a Tuesday, and whatever we can't finish on Tuesday, we'll follow through on Wednesday. And go in, open up the condominium, check everything, turn on the water, flush the toilets, run the water through the sinks, make sure there's no problems there, check for insects. Usually you can find crickets in the summer, and if there's no pest control, we have to make sure that there is pest control service for them. And then we, after all that's done, and we check the refrigerator, air conditioning, which is really important, then we turn the water off, close up the condominium, and that's what we do.
So do you find particularly that you're busy, very busy, I would imagine, and through the summer months, or do you find that there are, even during the winter, do you find that some of the owners are not visiting their property for one reason or another?
That can happen, but it's mainly summer. Summertime is when they're not here, during the hot weather season. So it just usually gets going anytime from, can be as early as May, and we do this all the way through till about November 1st on some properties, and others until the 1st of January when the owners come back.
Oh, wow. So can you, Can you give me an example of something that you've run into as you were, you know, checking out one of the properties? Can you give me some idea of, or maybe, I don't know, if you found one with a particularly large infestation of bugs or water damage or anything like that?
Sure. We've had instances where, oh, for example, if the owner is not having us check as often as we should, which would be weekly, and that's what we recommend, things can get totally out of hand if something goes wrong. And we've had air conditioning units where their water builds up condensation and then it starts leaking and going into the other rooms and wetting carpets and so on and so forth because of that. And that can happen, in which case we go in there, call the air conditioning man immediately, and then we have to have the rugs dried out, pulled out, pads pulled out. That's one instance. Others, we've had where a pipe will break and then there'll be water anyway inside, and that can flood a house. And it can happen overnight. Refrigerator ice makers, we've had those where they won't stop making ice and they overflow, you keep pulling the water in, the next thing you know, you've got water damage. So most of the problems we find are water damage.
Yeah, I can see where you wouldn't want to have this stretched out over a month period of time. It weekly would be really ideal, considering the fact that anything longer than that, you could have a pretty large mold problem. I know that that's where we get involved with a lot of properties in the desert where folks don't have a service like yours. They come home and they find that there's mold 3 feet up the wall in their home because they haven't had anybody providing service. I found it interesting that you mentioned the condensation leaks from air conditioning. Is it typical, is it normal for folks to leave their air conditioning on through the summer while they're out of town?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. They set them as high as it'll go. So usually the setting is probably about 90. And even at that, it's still going to be running.
Right. So they do this because of why? Can you give us an idea, mind me, why that's important?
Well, they just feel that they don't want the house heating up excessively. Maybe there's certain items in there that they have that are valuable that would be heat sensitive. Things like, well, not so much now, but there was a time where people had a lot of wallpaper, and so if they didn't keep the house cooler, that wallpaper would start coming off the walls and dry up. And so it was different instances like that, but most people don't want to turn it off completely.
And make all that sense. I guess if you're
in where it's been, if our temps are 115 outdoors, and then if it's set at 90, yes, it's going to run during the day, but it's not running constantly. But it will run, and condensation builds up. So that can happen. And when that happens, then we have to, sometimes we can catch it early where we can find a drip just in the closet. But if that's not found right away, then it goes into other rooms, other areas.
Now, one of the reasons that you and I have an opportunity to meet is the fact that we're doing some repairs, actually, on one of the properties that you manage, and you've been an awesome go-between us and the owner who's out of town. Is this typically something that you're able to provide service where you're helping the owner pick out materials and things of that nature?
Yes, I've done that several times. Mm-hmm. Sure.
So you almost act as an interior designer in that respect.
Sometimes, yes, you're right. Yeah, absolutely. And the other important thing I think is that it was the first time I knew about it was to put a lock on that water turn off, and you had one of your fellows do that, which was really the reason why this particular instance, the water came into that home was we had it off and somebody came along and turned it on, never turned it off again. But now that you've got that lock on there, I think that's going to avoid that ever happening again.
Well, that's a good point. Just because the water's turned off outside doesn't mean that someone else can walk around and turn it on for whatever reason.
Right,
and then
right.
Problems.
Workers have been known to do that in the past, and we've had other homes where they've done that. So this is a really good idea, and I think I'm going to suggest to my owners that they put locks on them, especially the people that are gone for 3 or 4 months.
Right. So it sounds to me like you have a lot of personal hands-on opportunities to really help your customers as opposed to maybe some of the larger property management companies that are not 100% in touch with their owners. Is that part of your unique situation with the company that you own?
Yes. We know. We have a personal contact with our owners, and keeping it that way is really important to our owners because they know who's in their home and who isn't. And I think that makes them feel better. The fact that I happen to be on the premises and where most of these homes are helps because I can run over quickly and check things for them. So it's worked out through the years. There's more and more people that find that it is important to have somebody do an absentee homeowner inspection for their home, not just walk away and lock the door.
Exactly. So are there maybe a couple tips that you might be able to share with the listeners this morning? We've kind of touched on a few of them, but recapture those or anything additional that maybe you can think about that we can leave with our listeners, any tip that you have in mind?
Well, I think that probably tips, if they're going to be going away, would be more, I think that turning off the refrigerator and unplugging it is not a bad idea. There's no need for it to run the entire time they're gone. Usually it's empty. The other thing is to have their heating and air conditioning system serviced prior to their departure. This way, they blow out any condensation that might be building up in the beginning, clean it out well, and just run a better system. Those things, I also think that, putting that lock outside that you had suggested is probably one of the biggest important things I can think of this year, especially. Other than that, pest control service is important. Keep that going in the summer because lots of little bugs like to crawl in when it's hot outside and they go in and invade the house. Nobody's there.
Yeah.
So these are the things that, help tremendously.
That's awesome. I mean, those are some things that most people don't think about. I think the refrigerator, they do tend to, they're running 24/7. And there's no reason to keep it cold if there's nothing in it. That's a great idea. And, of course, servicing the HVAC system, most people don't even think about those condensation lines as being a problem, but we do know that they have, over time, they'll get some dust build up in them. They'll have little bugs that will crawl up there looking for water. And then they eventually will clog, and they can do a lot of damage in a relatively short period of time. Is there anything else you'd like to add for our listeners, Diana?
No, I think we covered mostly everything today.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I really enjoyed having you as my guest. And you've been listening to Kurt Nix and Diana Phillips from Golden Coast Property Management, Nix Professional Restoration. We've been servicing the entire Inland Empire area for emergency services, water fire damage, mold remediation. We're restoring hope and rebuilding families is our motto. And we're going to sign off for today. Thank you so much, Diana. Have a great day.
You're welcome. You too. Bye-bye now.
Bye.